You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Work has begun to move rocks from Waiheke Island's Kennedy Bay, where there are plans to build a marina consisting of 180 berths, a floating car park, and onshore facilities like sewage containment and a cafe. This is despite the immediate area having a large but declining population of korora, or little blue penguins. Concerns have been raised over the Council and the Department of Conservation's handling of resource consent granting and failures to consider tikanga and the protection of local species. When Jo spoke to local MP Chloe Swarbrick last week, she had this to say about the Department of Conservation in relation to Pūtiki.
I can't begin to tell you why the department did not think that it was important enough to investigate on or submit on this resource consent, because once again we are now picking up the pieces on the other side. I think that it is really unfortunate that, you know, whether we're talking about the fact that the minister was very literally misinformed several weeks ago now in the chamber when answering my questions about the fact that initially she was told there were no penguins, no korora living in that rock wall. That very night we had documentations from locals showcasing that in fact there was, which meant when I asked the minister the very next day in the chamber that she of course had to correct the record because that was misinformation. We also have a situation where the same parliamentary written questions and kind of investigation that has exposed that DOC did not spit out the resource consent has shown that the very first time that the Department of Conservation turned up was a month and a half after the destruction and the construction and the occupation subsequent had all started.
On Tuesday, Mayor Phil Goff discussed the issue on The Breakfast Show, and I spoke to Bianca Ranson from Protect Pūtiki about their response to the Mayor's comments. So I want to start off with talking about the chat that the Mayor had with Rachel on the Tuesday Breakfast Show. He said that there is nothing the government can do, the consent was legitimately given, and the Council will not be meeting with community stakeholders. What do you make of this?
So one of the things that that he mentioned on that interview was that there were numerous conditions put in place for the korora when that resource consent was granted. And the reality here at Pūtiki Bay is that construction was delayed by a year due to the failings of the penguin plan that was actually approved for that resource consent. And so from the day that they've entered into the bay, there haven't been the protection measures in place for the korora at Pūtiki Bay. Their kāinga, their burrows, have been destroyed, and for those kaitiakian observers that are on the ground each day, we're seeing the adverse effects on those korora at the moment. So what we've seen consistently at Pūtiki Bay is that, you know, the Department of Conservation, we believe they've misuse the Wildlife Act. The Wildlife Act is supposed to afford complete protection to the korora, and that's certainly not what we're seeing at Pūtiki Bay. It's incredibly disappointing that Phil Goff will not come here and that Auckland Council will not come here for a conversation with the Waiheke community. You know, people have a lot of questions for Auckland Council. One of the main ones that keeps on coming up is, why did Auckland Council give away our whole entire bay for free to developers to make millions of dollars off for a marina that's completely inappropriate within a marine park in an ocean that's in ecological collapse, and particularly on the doorstep of a regionally significant colony of korora? And it's been well known for over 7 years now that the Waiheke community has opposed the marina. It has been taken through the courts, and I think that that shows a few things. One of them is that Auckland Council hasn't listened to the local community and what they want for the community and for the island. And the other one is that our laws are obviously completely inappropriate and, if anything, enable the continued exploitation and extraction of our moana at the expense of our wildlife.
So the Department of Conservation, they assessed the risk of harming korora to be low because they are robust birds that are tolerant of disturbance. What are your thoughts on this?
Yeah, so the term robust is ridiculous to use with a korora, a 1 kilogram korora that's, you know, living within an active construction zone with heavy machinery. If you go down to Putaki Bay, you can see that there's fencing all around to keep the public out for public safety. Workers are wearing hard hats and steel cap boots, but for some reason the Department of Conservation thinks that a 1 kilogram penguin is robust enough to withstand what is obviously a dangerous site for humans to be in. The section of the rock wall that has been removed had active burrows. For people who don't know much about korora, they have extremely high site fidelity, which means that they will always return to the same place that their nests and their burrows are. And so over recent nights, that's what's been documented down there, and there are korora coming ashore for periods of up to hours at a time, navigating the rubble and the debris and that's been left behind in the dust of destruction that's happened from the developers on the watch of Auckland Council and on the watch of the Department of Conservation. And so one of the questions that we also have is, how does it get to the point where these kind of works are getting across the line, these kind of penguin plans, which are created by ecologists that are paid for by the developers, and looked over by Department of Conservation workers who are not biologists, they're not leading scientists in that specific species in the country. However, they're continuing to say, that everything's okay with the korora, yet what's being filmed and documented and shared online from those that are on the ground is telling a very different story. We obviously need to see some urgent changes in the way that our wildlife are protected, and who actually has the credentials, I guess, to be able to speak for the well-being of our korora.
So right now, what is Protect Putaki asking of the Council and the Department of Conservation?
To stop all works anywhere within what's known as Zone A, which is the area close to the rock wall. So one of the other issues with what's going on is, works are not allowed to take place during what's called breeding season. And what we're hearing is that they are determining breeding season as there being a physical egg in a nest. But breeding season starts from when the korora are pair bonding, they're nest building, they're mating, and that started 2 months ago. And so you're not going to have any eggs, you're not going to have a successful breeding season with fibropiling and habitat being destroyed. And so we think that any of the works that are going on within that area are completely inappropriate and need to be stopped immediately. And the Department of Conservation, after the visit to Waiheke for the community hui, are open to that conversation around what is actually happening for the korora at the bay in terms of what we're observing, and we look forward to continuing that so a recommendation can be made to Auckland Council for a stop work.
That was Bianca Ranson from Protect Putaki.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95bfm.com/bcasts.